Broadcasting from Jackson Healthcare in Alpharetta, Georgia, it's time for the Jackson Healthcare's monthly Associate Network Group podcast series. Today, we're featuring the Veterans Network.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Stephen Smith. I have Dr. Stacy Dixon and Ms. Yvonne Perino from Kennesaw State University here with us today, wanting to get to know a little bit about Kennesaw State University and the Veterans Outreach Program that you all have to make sure that our veterans, their spouses, children, all have information that is needed to move forward. Why don't you start off and tell us a little bit about your program?
Well, Kennesaw State University has a military and veteran services. And the purpose of that program is to help those students that are military connected transition back from the military or that lifestyle of the military in college and through to their careers. So we do this by welcoming all the students if we can. We have over 1,700 students now at Kennesaw State University. We want to welcome them and provide programming for them, specifically for them, to make them feel inclusive and build that camaraderie that they used to have when they was in the military with people around them with like and similar experiences. So we want to do the program, and we also want to give them the resources that we know they need coming out that they had when they were in the service, but they're not readily available to them now. So we connect them with the partnerships that Yvonne makes with external organizations to make sure they can get the services and programs that they need, whether it's mental health care, financial services, housing, whatever we can do to support them and make sure their education is uninterrupted. That's what the services is here for.
Very nice. Can you give us a little bit of background about how you saw the need for this program and what it's sort of taken to get it up and what you're looking for in partners that Jackson Healthcare as a whole can be looking forward to and maneuvering into that field to make sure that we can partner best with you?
Well, as a veteran myself, I knew the experience coming out, retiring from the military and trying to figure the whole thing out. 21 years in the Marine Corps, you know, we know what we were doing or we know when we had to do it. Everything was very, very structured. So the transition when leaving the service, you don't have that anymore. You have to recreate. And so a lot of times, especially our younger veterans, the ones that went directly after high school, maybe served 4 years. And then they're coming out, but they still have that 4 years of structure. So oftentimes they come when they leave the service and they don't stay in the same industry. So that's more stress on them as what they're going to do. So when they come to the schools, when they go into higher education, it's oftentimes when I came out, when I started going back to school, it was like I was an individual. No one could really understand what I had been through. I couldn't have real conversations with other people because my lifestyle was different. So we want to make sure that the transition is a lot easier for the students coming out, connecting them with those resources and other military connected students or communities even, so that that transition doesn't have to be so harsh and hard for them coming out. And the partnerships we're looking for, I'll let Yvonne speak to that because that's primarily her role.
Yeah, so much so of what we're trying to do is continue that environment that the military students are used to, and that's community engagement. That's a huge pillar objective from our university president is how do we create an environment that initiates community engagement, inclusiveness, and diversity. And so in essence, what we're trying to do is help that veteran or that dependent who is using VA benefits just to kind of find their pathway through the university. And so much so of what we all do on the campus is career readiness. How can we translate, let's say, a former military veteran, how can we translate their skills to their next career? And so we kind of augment what the university is providing in terms of resources. It could be connecting that student to a job fair on campus, which is so interesting to see that on Kennesaw State, we can have up to 3,000 students at one job fair. And kind of a priority that Dr. Dixon and the entire department has done is to kind of evaluate where the student is at in terms of, do we need to help them translate their military experience on paper through a resume? Is it to connect them with a mentor? And that's when we had the opportunity to meet your representatives here at Jackson Healthcare and Jackson Coker, is that you have a military veteran network. And we just felt like that was a great opportunity for us to pair up with your organization to help mentor these students. And so, so much so that I think down the line, we're going to go ahead and create a webinar and allow that as a starting point to help the military veteran translate their resume and show their transferable experience and skills from the military onto their next career. And so we just felt like the partnership was just organic and meant to be. And we're excited about the potential that we have with your organization.
Well, that's awesome. Speaking as someone who is a child of two veterans, obviously seeing all these different programs that are coming out to support our veterans, I mean, that's a huge thing. Thank you so much for your 21 years of service in the Marine Corps. It goes without saying that when you sign that blank check, you know, all those years, even if it's just for, you know, the standard one, there's a sense of giving back that has to come with that. And so thank you so much for taking the time to build that. Jackson Healthcare has, as you said, we have a slew of people who have a military background. And a lot of what we've been able to jump into first and foremost is all of the memorial type services. And so we've been trying to focus on, all right, how do we get in with the military that thankfully are not being memorialized in the sense that they have since passed, but we're now being able to give back and say thank you. And how can we help you grow and be ready for that next phase in your life? Mm-hmm. And I think this huge partnership and the program that you guys have put together and have made as strong as you have so far is a great first step. And I know Jackson Healthcare as a whole is really looking forward into being able to mentor and give back to our veterans. So I know from a standpoint, we've got a lot of leaders here at Jackson Healthcare, Jackson Coker in particular, where I work, where they are military veterans, and that acumen that comes with leadership that you learn in the military isn't necessarily something that can be taught.
Right.
And again, hearing this and seeing it in a professional firsthand basis versus hearing about it and just sort of being in the background is a huge difference. I can see so many of our leaders and the leadership that came out of that military background that is so transferable, but a lot of people that I have met with military backgrounds don't know how to translate that. So I'm so glad to hear that you guys take a deep dive into what their background is and help them translate that. Where is it that Jackson Healthcare can come in and be a bit more of a stronger partner? What should we be really looking out to help you all with?
Well, I think first and foremost, one of my goals for the program is to bring the community to KSU and to meet our students, because that's oftentimes they don't want to go out. They don't want to have to be, you know, handed off, or that's what it feels like. It's mm-hmm. not a soft handoff. So one of the things we like to do, and I think Yvonne mentioned it, is have those professionals come in as mentors. Whatever field that might be, it may not even have to be a correlating field, but the fact that they know that they served and I served and they've made it, they've transitioned out, and now here they are in this role or this position. So provide some more mentorship for them. So, because most of our students are non-traditional students. They have families, they have work, And, you know, they have that whole life cycle thing going on in school. So to know that, you know, there are people out there that are, you know, willing to mentor you and help you through that process, I think that would be a first great step of being mentors to our students.
Yeah, definitely. I think that something that we've observed on campus, KSU has 43,000 students, and so many of them have conflicting priorities in their day, right? They're a student, they're a parent, as Dr. Dixon said. Some of them are full-time, employed somewhere full-time. And so we just feel that the career readiness is a responsibility of our university. It is why we are there. It's a main pillar. But the community as well. I mean, for us to partnership, to have that partnership and to have that highly educated workforce strengthens that partnership between the university and off-campus partners. And so developing a program up where there's a peer-to-peer mentorship or just sitting down with a student to say, hey, we need to focus your LinkedIn profile or revise it a bit so that it's reflective of your major, your past experience, and how can we refine the wording of your profile so that people can really understand if you were a Navy veteran and you worked on helicopters, your major is in engineering. How can we translate that Navy experience and your education on that? And so I think that the partnership with Jackson Healthcare and Jackson Coker is to help us kind of refine that. Because of your veteran network, so many of your members can help our students with that. And so I think that is a valuable resource for us to really hone in on. And so we're going to do webinars, career fairs that are kind of military focused, some one-on-one drop-in sessions where a student can come in between class, meet a representative from your company, and help them in that moment kind of prepare for that next step, for that internship or that job opportunity. And so we just feel like it's just a great partnership. And we're excited about, you know, the next steps for sure.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't have a better word for it. The structure, you said that's one of the main things that you see, that obviously military, very structured. You have a chain of command, goes from top to bottom or bottom to top. How does that break down? Obviously, it's still kind of there in the educational system. You've got, you know, maybe a TA, then a professor, then, you know, dean of a certain section. Where do you start seeing that that structure that they're so used to starts falling off? Is it more so as they're getting ready to leave school and there may not necessarily be the structure in finding the job, or just in, is there just a generality that there's not a structure set up?
Well, I think, and I came from Chicago, worked at a smaller university and running their military and veterans program as well. And what I saw was, it was the initial, it was like the shocker. We were trying always to create a structure, a similar structure. And that, sometimes the stress is an overload. Because now you have to think everything through. I mean, you have to really sit down and be very purposeful on what you want to do. And that's what we want and that's what we need. But in the civilian sector, you know, you'll see they'll be in classrooms with 18, 20-year-olds. And most of our students are ranging from the ages to 24 to 36 and even older. We just had an 81-year-old graduate, so.
Very cool.
But the fact that you're in this classroom and, you know, the discipline is a little different, but probably a lot different. So that even it was one of my biggest complaints, that there, why do we have to be in classes with the younger population? Can we do an elective or something that's just for us? Because they're not fitting in. And it gets difficult at times. Initially, if they don't have someone, I always wanted my military and veterans programs to be like that first stop that they come to before they see the academic advisor, before they see the counselors. go to the FINET military program, that because most campuses have them, most universities have them. Go to the, there, and that way you feel a little more at ease. That's the term. You feel more comfortable. You know, there's other people here like you. We've had students who have been at KSU for over 3 years, and this is the first time they've heard of the military and veterans program. So I think the hardest part is the initial transition, the initial part of the transition. If we can't get them up through that, then we're going to lose them. And that's why we want eyes on, ears on, as soon as they hit the door, so we can make sure we're tracking, we're going to provide these resources for you. If it gets rough, you know, we got mentors here you can talk to. So it's usually in that beginning stage. And then it comes again as they're getting ready to leave, because now they have the stress of, okay, well, I have this education now. What am I going to do with it? That's why we want to start them in the beginning. What is your goals? What are your plans? What do you see yourself doing? Because, again, a lot of them come out and they don't do what they did. They don't want to do what they did in the military. So they're starting all over. So that initial transition is always hard. And then the stress of going into that next career. What is it going to be like? I just spent 4 years in school, really having to work through, because most of them are full-time students. So now I got to go in this career field. And are these people like me, or will they understand, or how will I fit in? Those kind of things come up. So, but the structure, I think the structure is usually intact. It just gets compromised at points. And sometimes that stress is overwhelming, and that's when we need to be reaching out and connecting them with the resources.
Yeah, definitely. If I can add to that, I mean, we have 11 colleges and, you know, close to 200 degrees and certificates that are offered on our university. And so it is very overwhelming to kind of figure out, you know, what are my next steps as a student in general, but as a veteran. And I think that's something that is distinct about Kennesaw State University is in each college, there's an additional advisor that can walk that student through that process. And I think, you know, across the board, that's very rare to find on colleges. And so that, and that's why we stay in tune with what our on-campus partners are doing so that we can augment and collaborate with something that they're doing for their student in, say, Coles College of Business, that we augment and support what they do in essence. And that's been the great partnership that we've had with so many faculty on campus. So, yeah.
It sounds like you guys get to help them through the what do I want to be when I grow up phase, which by the time a lot of people are 24, they're typically graduating college or have graduated, and they kind of have an idea. Right. Whereas for our veterans, it's, hey, I'm now either starting all over in a sense because they're not continuing what they did, or they are continuing, but it's, hey, I want to be this when I grow up. How do I make it happen?
Right.
So it sounds like you guys have a really good hold on helping form those conversations and move that mentorship forward. And I know Jackson Healthcare is really looking forward to helping be a part of that and help bring maybe even more of that professional aspect to it of, hey, in corporate America, this is what you can expect. This is where your skills of XYZ will fall into place. And I love to hear that it's not as uncommon for the what do I want to be when I grow up to come back out.
Right.
And the fact that you mentioned over 200 different colleges and for certificates and degrees,
yes,
it gives such a wide variety for them to really go into. What does the process look like for a veteran getting out of the military, applying to KSU? Do they have to know a degree or anything right away? Or is it the typical, hey, I get 2 years, let's get these core classes out of the way while I still figure out sort of where I want to hone in on?
Yeah, they can be undecided when they initially come out. And I think we're working with one of the career advisors specifically for those group of people. You're not decided. Let's try and help you figure out what you want to do for the first year or so. But no, they do not have to be decided. A lot of our, the ones that are very driven when they come in is the ones that are in like the technology fields. cybersecurity. They know they're going to do that, so that they just continue on with the education or mechanical engineering. They may have worked on helicopters or something in the military. Those ones that we don't have that issue with, but a lot of them, even myself, I did not want to go in the field that I was in. Even though it was a great field, it was meteorology, but that's, I knew I didn't want to do that for the rest of my life. So I had to, what's next step? So, and typically, I know they say the average person spends or will have at least 5 careers in their lifetime. I think I hit my 5th one here. So, but I'm happy here because I know what I went through, and I see the struggles of many other students coming along. So it's, and one of the great things we're doing at KSU as well is we're going to start up a commission, and it's for military-connected professors or faculty and staff. So they're also going to be there to help and mentor and in the classrooms with our students so we can know what's going on in the classrooms. So those things that just more initiatives, that anything we can do to get them engaged and make awareness of our program. Because we know there's a lot of military people that do not self-identify. So, and maybe for various reasons, I think the most common reason is they don't know. They don't know what they don't know, so they don't ask. So we're really, with this partnership and several other partnerships, that's our main goal, is to bring the community to KSU so our students can start feeling that community, like they have a sense of belonging. So that's the main goal.
Yeah, I just, you know, to add on what Dr. Dixon is saying is that we, you know, want to continue to foster this environment where I think each step, whether you're a freshman, sophomore, that we're trying to get you career ready. And what does that look like? You know, we just have to meet the student at where they're at. And how can we advocate? How can we bring other campus partners to help them in that initiative? And so if it's career planning, an academic advisor, we even have some students who, you know, they use their VA benefits, their educational benefits, and sometimes those benefits run out. And so they come to our office and say, hey, you know, how can you help me through this? And so we connect them with financial aid or the VA. And so much so of what we do is, I don't think there's like a, we just kind of augment what everybody's doing on campus is to get them career ready. And so that's why we're so excited to partner up with your organization, because you have KSU alumni and that alone. And then to also have a veteran on your, in your company, I think that's an instant connection, and it just makes sense for us to connect that student with your organization. And so we're very excited to partner up with you all.
It sounds like a lot of what your mission is lines up exactly with the core values of Jackson Healthcare. We have others first, wisdom and growth. Mm-hmm. Obviously, others first, just making sure we pour into these veterans. Wisdom, always doing the wise thing is what we say. You've got to give back to them. And then growth, just helping them get on mm-hmm. with that next phase and reach that step and have the success that the rest of us don't always see the struggle with.
Yeah.
So it's amazing to see how much, without using those words, it all lines up. Mm-hmm. And Jackson Healthcare, I know we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we're providing that same back into the community over at KSU.
Yeah, I think so much so of what we're trying to do is progression, not regression. And so I think that it makes sense for us to partner up with you all. And we just want these students to succeed, to be a part of the workforce, and to make that difference in their community. And so I think so much so of what you guys represent and what the university represents is to just help that student along their path. Yes.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate a little bit of insight into KSU, what you're doing to help our veterans, and what we can do to help you on that mission along. I am personally looking forward to hearing about how we start to move forward and just everything we can do to help mm-hmm. those that have served and have really put themselves on the front lines for all of us. Thank you so much again. We have Dr. Stacy Dixon, Ms. Yvonne Perino. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for joining us on the Jackson Healthcare Monthly Associate Network Group podcast series.